All right, this is No Self Control Podcast number 6. I'm not sure if you guys have gotten news, but if you're not, you've been probably living a rock. Donald Trump got COVID. And it should have been news when Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, got COVID. When the Brazil Prime Minister got COVID. What do these people have in common? You have anti-science, authoritarian rulers. They might not be, you know, dictators, but they might as well be because of how they wield their power. So, what does this all mean? What does this all mean? It means what I was saying before. America needs to be complete. Let the scientists rule, man. I meant not rule. I'm not going to say that. We're not saying let the scientists rule. We're saying let the most logical people be at the forefront and stop bringing politics into everything. Over-politicization is the problem with politics all around. When we just don't use logic and reasoning, facts and logic to make our decisions. We don't, like, you realize what the scientific method is? I don't think we really do. I don't think people really understand how sophisticated science is. You're using this phone in your hand right now. I don't even know how it works. I mean, we know how it works. I mean, you know what's, I mean, I'm pretty sure most of us know that there's a lot, you know, the circuit board. And but if you, like, let's say all the scientists were killed right now, right? It would take a long time for us to recover. Let's say a large majority of the most intellectual beings on Earth were wiped out, right? It would take a long time for us to get all of your TV, your 4K, all this coding, all engineering. And I don't blame free people for not understanding how it works. I don't understand. I mean, the details. And that's where the devil is. So when I make my choices on what I do, it's largely based on science, logic, and reasoning, philosophy. I didn't go to Barry, the greatest college. I went to the College of Coastal Georgia. I'm an American studies major in communication. So we need to sit back, right? How should we make our decisions going forward? Should we allow politicians, people who have no idea about the science? Clearly Donald Trump doesn't know. Boris Johnson, prime minister, doesn't know. The prime minister of Brazil, I can't pronounce the name, I'm not going to even try, doesn't know. I mean, like, there's a problem with how we see this. It's like, if you have power, doesn't mean you have intelligence. Doesn't mean you're smart on every subject. Intelligence is very versatile and has variety. There's literary geniuses. Like, Stephen Hawking and Stephen King are very genius. Both of them are genius. One is a scientist, and the other is a genius in his own field, writing. We can't conflate it like Kanye West. He's a genius in music. And that is the problem with our education system. It conflates the argument. It makes everyone compete with each other in the wrong way. It's like overarching, like trivia. I mean, not trivia, but it just, it misses the spot, man. It just misses the spot. So let me go back to what this all means. The coronavirus pretty much infecting 7 million Americans, killing 200,000 Americans. Like, I don't understand what it takes to wake you up to education and fact checking has to change. Like, we need to create some artificial intelligent fact checking. No human involvement other than the creating of it. So when we do this, like, it won't even be like, oh, well, this party, he sways this way, blah, blah, blah. Like, I just was watching AlphaGo, and it was predicting the greatest Go player ever moves. We need something like that for facts. Because as long as the problem is, we cannot agree on the facts. And people can just lie. Just lie. Like Donald Trump lied. He lied to you. He told you guys were all safe. He lied to your face. We have a recording. He literally called COVID. Republicans. And the first lady caught COVID too. His aides, a lot of his aides caught COVID. Gotta have mercy on this man's soul. I don't feel sorry for him though. You know why? Because he downplayed the virus. Literally said he downplayed it. Walked that back and said he didn't downplay the virus. We have recordings of you saying it. And the problem here we have, the only good thing that comes out of this is that the Republican Party is walking around with their head cut off. Like a chicken with his head cut off. You know why? Because facts and reasoning don't play anything in their game plan. That's the problem with this capitalism. It's all about the money. It's not about the people. We need to have a humanitarian type effort. Social capitalism. Capitalism is not, I mean, capitalism is alone. Alone is evil. We've seen it. We've seen capitalism fail over and over and have to be bailed out by the government. Whether the Great Depression, the recessions in the 2000s, the current recession we're now going through. Because if you think that these stocks aren't going to plummet, you got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. This is a crucial point in history. 2020. Everything is clear. What does it take for you as citizens to say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore? I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. The Network is a great piece of film. And if you have not watched, I want you all to go and watch that movie. And the reason why is that it vocalizes what I'm going to tell you now. We, as the American people, have been lullabied to sleep. Like, we're all babies. Like, we're all little, like, they just, like, give us our little toy for the moment so we can, so they can pillage the earth, fracking. There was actually an ad promoting fracking by Donald Trump. I can't believe this. Like, this is 2020. That is dead. That's a dead industry. I don't feel good that people in Arkansas and people in these, in the middle of bumfuck nowhere, have to deal with these jobs that lead nowhere, these manufacturing jobs, all this. I'm not happy about that. We need to move over to something that will make America money. Because we all need to what? Succeed and prosper. Like, we need to move to the future. Towards something greater than what we were in the past. We don't need to become great again. We need to become greater. Let me say that again. We do not need to become great again. We need to become greater. Greater than we were in the past. Why are we always looking backwards over our backs? There's nothing. That's gone. And if we don't educate ourselves and we don't do something to, we need to improve every field that we can think of. But we aren't. We are walking backwards. When are we going to run forward? Stop paying attention. Stop looking backwards over our shoulders. And move forward. There's this old, I believe it's a Greek myth, with Morpheus. And he has a flute, or he has an instrument of some kind. And he's going through hell, I believe, to get Euripides, or, like, forgive me if I'm wrong. But all he has to do, at the end, after he's walked through hell, and he has his woman with him, is not to look back. America, how long will we look back? What does it take for us to push towards the future? I looked at this person talking about what would happen if America took that $600 billion we put in military every year into NASA. They said we would be able to reach Mars in less than half a decade. We would be able to set up a community on Mars. Like, what is the point? If you realize how, like, I was a Republican for 5 years. I was in the Navy. I was also in Navy ROTC in. The captain, he's a grown man, and he was our teacher. He even told me how bad the military spending is. How we throw away Abram tanks and we sell our guns back to the people that are going to use those same bullets. We've been doing that since World War II. We were selling arms to the Nazis. And I was going through history lesson four. Man, there was a Nazi party in America. We don't need to go back. The Nazis even learned from things that we were doing here to minorities. We had an internment camp here for the Japanese during World War II. Stop looking back, America. Look forward. Because we know your history, man. Know your history. The history that you're not taught in school, which is the biggest problem. And Donald Trump doesn't want your children to see the truth. He doesn't want you to know you could get COVID. He doesn't want you to be educated. Obviously. Don't compare yourself to Winston Churchill. He told them that the Nazis was coming. You didn't tell us what COVID. You said COVID was a hoax. Now you got COVID. I knew, and what's strange to me about this whole thing, I had predicted this. I was actually driving. I was doing Uber. And a passenger to me was, we were talking, and I don't know how it got to this, because I have so many long conversations. Sometimes I'll do 2-hour drive. I met for one person. All my drives are usually longer than that. But this conversation somehow got to the COVID in China. And he was like, nowhere is going to get around here. This is a really educated guy. He was like in IT and everything. And I turned around, I looked at him, I was like, do you know that China makes most of our stuff? Supposedly really educated gentleman, he's doing better than me, obviously. Got a master's degree and everything. I only have a bachelor's degree, I'm sorry, I'm underneath your pay grade, but let me tell you something. And I was telling him, we talked about this in college, how easy it would be for a virus to circulate in America. And it went as simply as this. Most of you people don't even wash your fucking hands. He was like, I don't know, man. I was like, well, you know, if they hold in our packages, they make your iPhone. They make most of our things. They're literally transporting COVID over. Boom, 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 boom. I wouldn't be surprised if they sneezing on packages by now. They're laughing at us. America, everyone is laughing at us. China had a party. Just to flex. Look it up. What does this all mean, man? Well, it means this. Stop politicizing everything. Don't politicize science. There has to be a new criteria going forward. So we don't have 200,000 people. So the president can't get COVID in a first world country. After several prime ministers just got it, but still not taking it serious. They literally said that they dropped the mandate for them to wear masks in the Oval Office, in the White House. They stopped wearing masks. How brain dead do you gotta be? You were told in January how bad this virus was. And is. And you talking about you closed down China. You didn't close down China. There were still people traveling. American citizens could still travel back to America. Did they think that only the Chinese would have it? Now everybody's closed down. You can't even fly to most of these countries anymore. We're trapped, people. Trapped in the closet? We're trapped in this system, in this false dichotomy. We're trapped in this system. When will we break it? When will we change? When will we value logic, facts, and reasoning over popularity, over charisma? How many people have to die for you to believe? Like, you guys don't even, like, you ever think about how crazy, how wild the internet is? You know who created you know who created the internet? The American government created it. The American citizens created the internet. The shit that all these intellects, like the Chinese, the Japanese, all these intelligent people, America created this. The citizens, not Google, not Microsoft, they didn't create it. They using things that Americans made, not the corporations. They didn't make that. That all came from NASA. It all came from the American government. And so for us to think that by privatizing everything, that is the smart way to go, that's so dumb. SpaceX, as amazing as it is, they have not reached the moon yet. With more advanced technology, they still haven't made it to the moon. Think about that. Elon Musk is the third richest person on the planet. Wait, no, he's the fourth. My bad. Let me give respect to whoever the third. Sorry. Fourth. And he might be dropping because the stocks keep dropping. But America, we need to realize that this is a moment in history for us to all take a deep breath and choose the obvious decision. And then after we vote in Joe Biden, we vote someone else in 4 years. Someone who's younger, more articulate, and understands science, understands logic and reasoning, who has empathy. Because science needs to be what we base all of our facts on. Stop debating about facts, man. We need to stop debating about the hard facts. We don't have to guess. We don't have to guess at this point. We really don't have to guess. And the problem is, we're guessing when you know the answer. You don't know something. Someone tells you something that you're not sure is true. Google this shit, motherfucker. At least people in the 1900s, 1800s, they didn't have, like, a lot of them even have libraries. We have a library in your hand. You still not fact checking people. Fact check everyone. Fact check this. Fact check everything I just said. Fact check everything. We need to always. We don't have to even argue about half of this. We got so much technology in our hands. We have more technology in your hands than technologies that got us to the moon. And we still haven't went back to the moon. And people are saying that's a hoax. People are saying the world is flat. And they're saying that vaccines don't work. Elon Musk even said, I'm not taking up. Bro, you wouldn't be here without vaccines. Have you heard of the Black Plague? measles, smallpox. Oh, that's funny now, but guess what? It used to kill people like this pandemic, just like this shit. This used, during the dark ages, this used to be normal. Like, what would you, that's the problem. You don't know your history, Elon Musk. Obviously, you don't. The only reason, especially you came from South Africa, you should not say anything, man. Like, the biggest problem we have here is anti-science, anti-facts. Facts, as you dumb Republicans like to say, facts don't care about feelings, so then why don't you pay more attention than the facts? Because the fact of the matter right now is that COVID has infected 7 million Americans. And probably more. And because Donald Trump has slowed down the testing, we don't even know how many people. I wouldn't be surprised if 10 million, 20 million. I wouldn't be surprised if I have COVID. If the president of the United States can get COVID, what makes you safe? They were talking about how much testing they do to get into the White House. There's no testing to get in my house or yours. Like, people, do your research. Fact check. Pay attention to the scientists. Have multiple sources. Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. Is it fake news you got COVID? Because CNN just reported on it. Is that fake news? Wait, no. Fox News just reported too. Okay, I guess we're good. That's... how absurd. How absurd. And this is what we get in an idiocracy. Where things are based on your feelings, not the facts. And Republicans, they act like they spitting mad facts. You're not. You guys were calling this a hoax. You said it wasn't real. You said it was the China virus. It's not the China virus no more. It's the American virus. We're the number one country with COVID. Brazil's on our heels. They're not nearly as advanced of a society as our. No disrespect to them. They're not on our level. So, like, what will it take for you to pull out your phone and fact check? I really do think we need an artificial intelligence that just fact checks, fact check, fact check. Because people themselves aren't going to look it up. They're not, who cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining? And that's all the American people want is entertainment. Y'all don't want to learn. You don't want to be blessed up. And every day we're going to be like, another one. Another one. Another one. As deaths rack up. Another one. Another one. I remember when the History Channel actually spoke about history, not about aliens creating shit that black people made. Like, what do you guys think? You think viruses just disappear? Do you guys understand how this works? We still don't have a cure for the coronavirus. And I'm just I don't understand how you Republicans think. How do you, like, you guys don't understand that every person who's not a scientist, even me, should shut up when it comes to science. I'm talking about the deep science. I'm talking about the surface things. And that's the biggest problem. And we break down the entire intellectual fabric of our country. Like, will they listen to Neil deGrasse Tyson? No, they'd rather listen to Kim Kardashian or Donald Trump over scientists. Excuse me? They're not going to listen to Fauci. They damn well will listen to Donald Trump. He doesn't have a medical degree. If you guys trust Donald Trump so much, why don't you let him do surgery on you? Oh, he's not a surgeon. Why not? He's so smart, man. Because it's different intelligences. Right? So why would you listen to Donald Trump when it comes to science? And there's a reason why the science community has endorsed Joe Biden. Because he actually is listening to the facts. Is he always right? Is he my candidate or the one I want? No. But I'm going to choose the most logical choice, and you should too. You should too. Case by case basis, man. I'm not telling you to blindly believe everything, like scientists, but bro, you. Or blindly believe your government. Do your fact. Do your research, man. Look through it. Stop just overgeneralizing, saying, "Well, the science." Like, you know, I got a friend who just completely was talking about the rail was flat and blah blah blah. And I'm like, anti-vax and all that. It's like, man, I don't believe in the flu. I will never take the flu shot every year. But that's because I've done my research on it. My kids will be vaccinated. You know why? Because measles is making a comeback because of the dumb motherfuckers like the anti-vax. Smallpox. All this stuff. They said the bubonic plague is even coming back. Do your research. Fact check it. Google search, motherfuckers. Google search. Google this shit. Nigga, you got a phone in your hand. Like, that's my problem. You guys will sit there and not fact check anyone. Fact check this motherfucker. Fact check everything I've said on this podcast. And tell me I'm lying. That's my problem with you people. You don't do no research. And when you do the research, you confirmation bias this shit. You don't even look to the actual... Oh, God. You look at the extras, man. The experts in the fields who actually do tests. I'm not an expert. I'm just a researcher out here. I'm just an American studies major who studies this shit, who watches this shit, who knows how to communicate. That's my minor. Like, I just need y'all to do a lot better. I need y'all to do some more. I need y'all to look through actual experts. Not Reddit. Not like Facebook posts and Instagram posts. I need y'all to actually look to the scholar report. Look at scholars, even when it's boring. I remember in the UK, there was this person who said that I think we're tired of experts. And I understand why, because you're stupid. And stupid people, it's hard for stupid people to listen to scholars. They're like, nerds, blah, blah, blah. Man, they, you know, like, the dude who gets the A+, they don't listen to him. The dude with the C-, they gonna listen to him because he's number one on the football team. You guys still act like high schoolers. You guys have no sense. You don't want to listen to the teacher. You don't want to listen to the scientist. You don't want to listen to the scholars. Why? Because it's boring. Because it's easier to come up with some conspiracy theory. Because you don't understand it. And I'm not trying to sit here and act like I understand all this. I just know what I know. After researching over and over again, not going to like these random websites. I don't know where you guys get your facts from. I have no idea where you people get from the world being flat. I don't know how you guys get that. Do you realize you guys are challenging scientists and you don't even know how they do it? The chemist, the biologist, the doctors. You don't know how to do surgery. You don't know anything about this. But yet you think you looking at a few WebMD, you know that you know what it is. Wake up, America. Wake up to science, logic, reasoning. Because this shit is real. And it's not over yet.